matter what anybody tells you, words and ideas can change the world.
Okay, terrific.
Language and writing were made available.
He'll teach you everything.
I'm writing this down. This is good stuff.
Hey, I'm John. This is John Hopes You Write Better. And we're going to talk about the future of publishing. But we're going to do it first with a little disclaimer about politics. Now, I've really tried, I think this is my fourth attempt to record an opening for this episode, because it's hard not to bring up political views in a political issue. So just for the record, my views, I'm certainly not a liberal. I'm very leftist. Just let's just settle on that and not split hairs. So I'm very left, and I look at, you know, anything liberal and pat and to the right as all sort of some sliding scale of fascist. So I'm that kind of lefty. This said, I don't know if you know this, at the time of recording, there is a push and a plan to sign legislation to ban TikTok in some way, shape, or form, for whatever that might mean. It's not going to be instantaneous. It's going to be a process of rollbacks and freezes and juggling around. It's going to become a political hot potato because they're going to claim it's protecting the kids while also at the same time it's silencing the people who could complain against them. It's a whole thing, and that's worth pointing out and worth thinking about, but that's neither here nor there. The big issue for us, for our conversations and our concerns, is if TikTok goes away, what are you going to do as a writer? Political or not, savvy or not, left, right, center, conservative, liberal, whatever, TikTok goes away, and with it goes book talk. Now, for a lot of writers, this is not a factor. This is not a concern because they're at a point where book talk is something they maybe watch or observe and scroll through, but they have no direct engagement with because they haven't finished writing the thing they're writing. You know, they haven't even gotten their first draft going. So they're not really worried too much about the finer points of some social media kind of club or click, because really ultimately that's what book talk is. It is not a profound movement. It's a marketing gimmick. It's a bunch of people getting together and reinforcing the publishing status quo while feeling like they're all sort of, you know, getting ahead in some social media click numbers game. It doesn't do anything, but somehow we've let it become a thing that does stuff because it's just social media. It's not rigorous, it's not standardized, it's a combination of attention and gossip and a pile of other negative, unhealthy things just magnified through the lens of art that we like. And what happens when that goes away is that all those people who have been aiming and driving towards, you know, getting on BookTok, getting their books reviewed, getting their books celebrated so they could share and lead to more sales, or they could become a reviewer and get an audience, or, you know, get a deal or get this or get that. When all those things go away, you need to know what to do instead, because if you're writing your book planning on, you know, being very popular on BookTok and BookTok's not there, you're going to have to find a new way to become popular. So let me tell you this. It doesn't matter what the next book talk is, because there will be one. Maybe it'll be Threads. Maybe it will be Notes on Substack, because both of those things sort of moved into video very, very recently, almost as if they didn't necessarily know this was coming, but they definitely pivoted pretty quickly. It's not necessarily video. It doesn't necessarily need to be video, but it is worth thinking about, and it is worth figuring out how you're going to change and how publishing is going to go back kind of to the way that it was when, you know, we were in the before TikTok times, where we had Instagram, where we had Twitter, where we had Facebook. And I know that eventually more things will collapse and be absorbed by each other and challenged or whatever by each other until, like Highlander rules, there can be only one. But the fact remains that you should right now, wherever you're at in your publishing journey, strongly consider maybe looking ahead. What are you going to do to market? Don't suddenly jump on TikTok now. I understand that that's a strong decision. I understand that we are putting a lot of eggs in a basket by saying no to TikTok. But thinking about how tumultuous this is going to be, wouldn't it be to your advantage to have more than one avenue, to have more than just a TikTok, you know, singular strategy? Going to bookstores, selling them by hand, advertising on your website, going to conventions, going to set up a table at a library, doing readings over Zoom. Lots of different things you can do independent and separate from TikTok. I think it is significantly time for those people who are doing that level of marketing or about to consider stepping away from TikTok as a primary vehicle because they're about to take the wheels off of it. Your strategy going forward for marketing needs to be, above all else, adaptable. What are you doing on this platform? What are you doing on that platform? What are you doing on this other platform? And it can be frustrating, and it can feel, absolutely, like you were doing all this marketing and not really a lot of writing. Well, good news, you're right, and you can pick and choose what platforms you're on and what platforms you're not on. And that's not a failing or a problem. If you just want to be on two platforms, do it. What two? Any two. I don't care. But you can just do two. You don't need to do three. You don't need to do five. Yes, in theory, from a business perspective, you are limiting the number of people who will see your things. But the problem isn't really getting people to see your things. It's the problem's always been converting those people who have seen your things into people who will click a link. And to do that, no matter the website, no matter the platform, it's always been about making your work sound appealing, whether that's a simple pitch or an attractive video or you saying something sincere or whatever it might be that you're using to build a bridge of relatability between you and your audience. TikTok is no longer, I think, the best and solo strategy to do. It's time to start considering, not out of panic, not out of hand-wringing, not out of doom and gloom, but just out of the sheer wisdom of, hey, it looks like this thing is going away or being changed significantly. I need to be adaptable and pick something else and try a couple different things. I would strongly consider you take a look at Threads. I would strongly consider you take a look at Substack and Notes. I would strongly consider you take a look at just sticking to Twitter and Facebook or your own website or in a newsletter and just simplifying down to get better at something rather than doing 25 things partially well. I think it's time to start having those discussions. So call this one just a heads up about TikTok. Give that some thought. I'll talk to you next week.